Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got to witness one of the highest highs and one of the lowest lows of parenting, all within a very, very short time of each other.
Okay. I'm nervous.
I haven't really expressed this to you, but you're making me relive my kids when they were younger, and you're making me really miss it.
Aww.
Like, you get through it, and then you're like, whew, I don't have to do that anymore. Like, when you, like, yeah. It was so weird when you decided to have a second kid, because you did it almost the exact same time as I did, and it's like, you're out of diapers, and it's like, whew, I don't have to do diapers anymore, and then you're like, here we go again! And then once you're out of diapers for a second time, you're like, oh.
Yeah, and
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same gender, like, first
yes,
the boy,
everything's the same.
And it's
same
about the
gap,
same gap.
The whole,
that's wild.
And so I don't know if I can I leave the room for
no,
whatever it is you're going to say.
I like hearing that, because I get a lot, or I see a lot of things like on Instagram, or people send them to me about, like, when you're in this phase, when your kids are young, you're just trying to get through it and you don't realize how much you'll want to go back one day. And like,
and I didn't, I never wanted to until you start talking.
Because you're not soaking it in. You're just, everything's go, go, go. Got bath time and bedtime. And again.
Yes.
And you don't realize, reading the stories was actually like awesome. It's the thing. Yeah, exactly. So I like hearing that from you.
The weirdest part is, and I can't think of an example off the top of my head, but I know you do. Like, when you're reading one book, you mess up a word on purpose, right? Or you do an accent on this one line or whatever. You have these little idiosyncrasies that you do. And like, fast forward to high school drop off. And they say the thing.
Oh,
and you're like,
what?
Remember when I used to say, like, and you're just, it's crazy because something else is going on and it'll be like, good night, vroom, broom. And you're like, oh my God, I used to say that to you when you were two.
Oof.
And it just, like, you have this, like, rush where you're like, they're soaking crap in, dude, that you don't realize they're soaking in.
Oh, that makes me nervous.
But it's so cool.
What are they picking up on?
But I know you do stupid stuff.
Like, oh, yeah.
Funny stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's going to be in their head.
We have some books that are like the Rocky Horror Picture. It's like a whole production where
you have to throw
things.
And
they throw a thing. Yeah. And some of the books have buttons with sounds and everything. Okay.
Sorry.
So the high, I'll start with that. We'll start good. All right. It was my son's birthday. It was the first birthday party that he was like, I want a party at a place. I just want like my boys and we're just going to run and like not have the, which was hard for my wife because she takes great pride in her home parties and stuff. So this was the first like, so we went to a trampoline park, which is, he's been to like 100 birthday parties at trampoline parks. So it just became, well, I want one there.
Right.
Okay. Fine. Great. It was a great party. They had a great time. The kids run around. My job during it was to keep an eye on our daughter, who was not like, she didn't have very many friends there.
She's little for an air park.
She's pretty little. She's allowed to jump, but I kind of have to be with her at least. So we start off jumping and I'm holding her and she's doing the thing where she's wrapping her legs around me. Like she's trying to get as far away from the ground as possible. Like she's terrified of jumping. And so we started off and she's like gripping me and I'm bouncing with her slowly. And then she's having more and more fun. And then by the end of the party, she's just running. She's just by herself.
On the trampoline.
By herself. Yeah, it's kind of like, Dad, like, leave me alone. You know,
this
like,
is embarrassing.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh my God.
Which is hard, but it's also, I'm so proud. Like, yes, you could do it. And she's jumping in the foam pit. She's taking those, the foam blocks.
Yeah.
She's like stacking them up. She's making her own games. She's like living her best life. It's awesome.
So
I got to see her like develop within an hour and a half. She went from terrified to like running the place.
That's awesome.
That's the high.
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, we got to take a break.
Yeah, do you want the low? You know who really doesn't want the low? Is Erica. This is going to be hard, really hard for Erica to hear.
I've cried like multiple times already today, so we can get to that later.
Okay. Just a normal day.
Yeah.
What? You are such a roller coaster. I don't even. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay.
Sorry. So I'm so proud of my daughter, her newfound like confidence, her bravery and everything. So then the other day, my wife and daughter are leaving our house to go pick up my son from the bus stop. Okay. And my wife would go out the front door, down the steps. And then my wife turns around and sees Hazel on the steps of the front steps of our house. And without giving my wife any sort of heads up or anything, says, I'm going to jump.
Oh,
just like the trampoline park. So she just did a gainer off of our front porch.
No!
They gotta learn.
No! Because she got all that
onto the concrete.
Oh God! Because she got all that false confidence at the place, and it's like, I am now a superhero and I can jump off of anything.
Oh my gosh, does she have a broken limb?
Face plant. On the concrete.
Hazel!
And the look of, she's obviously hurt, but the look of just like,
how dare you?
Betrayal.
Yeah.
Like, it was so soft. Like, last time it was all fun. And then now all of a sudden, like, just out of nowhere, I got smacked in the face by concrete.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so I'm like, honey, we gotta gauge where you're jumping. Yeah. So that's the low.
Okay.
I wasn't even there, but just picturing her doing that is like keeping me up at night.
You have a Ring doorbell or something.
Yeah, we're
right?
Gonna need to see that footage.
Did it get caught on there?
We have it, but we don't do the subscription thing.
Is she okay?
She is okay, thankfully. She's got all her teeth and everything, but I don't know if we're going back to the trampoline park.
Oh my god.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.